Good morning. It's Monday, July 9th. I'm George Kearns with a recap of this morning's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In the news this morning, a group of inmates at the Kershaw Correctional Institute started a few fires yesterday afternoon. The fires were quickly put out. There were no reported injuries, but an investigation is underway, not only into the fires, but how they were posted on social media as well. This latest incident comes nearly 3 months after the deadly riots at Lee Correctional Institution. Tropical Storm Chris strengthened some overnight and this morning sits about 280 miles east of Charleston. Chris has been nearly stationary for the past 24 hours, where the National Hurricane Center says it's likely to become this season's second hurricane later today. Public radio meteorologist Jeff Huffman says while Chris is not a direct threat to the Palmetto State, there will be some rough surf just off the coast.
The big concern along South Carolina's beaches, of course, will be the rip current risk as the storm sits there and strengthens. The ocean swells will get larger, and conditions may actually not improve until Wednesday or Thursday when Chris pulls away to the northeast.
Meanwhile, the remnants of Tropical Storm Beryl will bring heavy rain and gusty winds to Puerto Rico today before moving toward the Bahamas midweek. Jeff says this, too, will also likely stay well offshore and not be a significant concern to South Carolina. A Greenwood man who swapped out his town's segregated World War Memorial plaques says he was tired of the city receiving negative attention for the memorial. Trey Ward spoke this weekend to a group of Democrats about installing new plaques that listed the names in alphabetical order instead of by race. Ward also gave credit to others, saying all he did was turn some screws. Several local men had previously sued to have the plaque changed. Police say they have a suspect in the West Columbia apartment complex shooting that left one man dead and two others injured. A warrant has been issued for 25-year-old Damian Ritter. Authorities say Ritter shot the men last Thursday, though no motive has been announced. Upstate authorities say a man who jumped from an interstate bridge survived because police parked tractor-trailers under it. The bridge was over I-85 in Greenville County. The unidentified man jumped from a sign on the bridge but fell only a few feet onto the top of the 18-wheelers that deputies had parked under the bridge. The man was not injured, but he was charged with public disorderly conduct. Well, volunteer groups from several states, including South Carolina, are stranded in Haiti after violent protests over fuel prices canceled flights and made roads unsafe. Representatives of Chapin United Methodist Church in the Midlands said yesterday their team is safe but stranded. The group says they're hoping the unrest will subside enough soon for them to make it to the airport. The Coast Guard says a man operating a workboat has died after crashing into a seawall near the coast. Authorities say the 24-foot vessel ran into the wall on the Cooper River in North Charleston late Friday night. Still, not a lot of details yet. The Coast Guard is investigating the collision, along with the North Charleston Police Department and the State Department of Natural Resources. And that's a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.